Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the idea of a September reset is nothing new, but it does give us the opportunity to press the reboot button and to refocus our lives. But where on earth do we start? Well, joining me on the line is career psychologist and author of Total Reset, Sinead Brady. And in the studio, we've columnist Barbara Scully. You're both very welcome. Lovely to have you with us. September, I think, Barbara, is a better time to do a reset than January. That's the first point.
I doubt if you're alone in that. I think January's got to be, if you were to pick the worst month of the year where you wanted to make some changes in your life, January would be the main contender.
Great.
Even though my birthday falls in January, so I have a soft spot for January. Mm-hmm. But it is the darkest month. You're broke after Christmas. You're possibly kind of familied out after Christmas. And also, you know, winter seems to have been going on for like about 4 years by the time we get to January. So it's not a time when you'd naturally be kind of very up or positive or optimistic. And I think if you do want to make changes, you need to be optimistic and a little bit positive. So September seems to me to be an altogether gentler time in which to make some of those changes, if you want to make them.
If you want to. Yes. Sinead, do you agree?
Yeah, I think what Barbara's saying and what you're suggesting as well, Claire, is absolutely true. September actually is what we call, in the world of psychology, a temporal landmark or a cognitive trigger. So it is one of those times of year that gives us a mental cue that is associated with the return to school about new routines and maybe taking up something or doing something new. So actually September aligns really nicely with exactly what you've just said. It's this time where routine structure returns and we are ready to do new things, and that aligns with the school year. Mm-hmm. So we're actually more likely to begin be successful in goal initiated behaviour in September than in January, for all the reasons that you've just talked about.
And the evidence shows from internet searches that people tend to spend an awful lot of time looking for new jobs online around this time of year, Sinead.
Yes. So career change and work-related searches go through the roof at this time of year. Actually, they lead out the career and work-related searches that happen in January. Mm-hmm. So January tends to be more around health because, as you said, we're kind of hoping that we're coming out of the winter months, the brightness and stuff. So people maybe are starting to think about health routines. But in September, people are thinking about work and career-related goals more so than in January.
Yeah, I struggle with that because I know in our house, I'm thinking about getting somebody to their, you know, football class or swimming lesson or whatever it might be. And that sort of takes over my brain, making sure that I don't miss anything. I don't have time to think about anything else.
Yeah, and life does continue all of the time. And as parents, we're balancing all these ands, like, you know, where you're trying to be the parent and the professional and then also a partner perhaps or a friend. But it's where you're kind of thinking, okay, is there a way that I can, while I'm sitting on the sidelines of that football match or the swimming pool, that I can integrate some of these habits into what I actually want to do, as Barbara said. Mm-hmm. You know, something that you actually really want to do or not, for example. You might decide that actually, you know, during that time that you're on the pool sidelines, you're going to take a rest. Maybe that's what you need more than anything extra.
Yep, that can often be the case. You said something important earlier, Barbara. You know, it's time for a reset, or it might be the right time for a reset if you want to make a reset. But don't be forced into thinking, I have to change everything now because everybody on social media says I should.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel that this is important. And I feel that this is something that is exacerbated by our use of social media. We all spend far too much time scrolling through Instagram, looking at lives that look to be so together, you know, so nice, so easy, so kind of aesthetically pleasing and all the rest of it. There is no pressure on anybody to do anything at any particular time of the year. And I think that's really important. I do think, however, though, that, you know, come September, and I'm trying not to be smug here as I'm listening to you describe taking kids to dance classes and swimming pools and all the rest of it. I'm getting flashbacks and I'm thinking, you know, the last few weeks I've been watching everybody post pictures of their little ones starting school or their 13-year-old going into secondary school, and I'm like, I'm so thrilled I don't have that's all over.
Yeah, and I bet you remember this, we don't like sandwiches anymore.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Lunchtime. Or what about the weekly apple that you put in on a Monday and it came home and it went in and it came home and by Friday it was battered to bits.
Exactly.
But you still bought more apples the next week in hope. But I think that in September, you know, if you you've had time during the summer to take kind of a step back from your life in a holiday or something like that, that it is a time when you sometimes get a different perspective on your life because you've stepped outside of the routine. And that's when you might look at things and go, you know what, I'd like to change things up or down or whatever. One of the things that I think, and I've learned this, you know, far too late, really, but one of the things I think is most important in life at any stage, and I know I'm freer to do this than I would have been 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but that is to work out what makes you happy, what makes you feel content, what gives you a nice buzz, and try and build more of that into your life. So it's not really about success, or it's not really about climbing the career ladder or anything like that necessarily. It can be just as simple as thinking, what makes me happy? I'm going to do a little bit more of that. And if it makes you happy to fall asleep at the pool while your kids are having the swimming lesson, then you go for it.
Do it. Well, that's a good advice. But Sinead, I'm sure plenty of people that you deal with professionally have made a realisation maybe over the summer that spending more time maybe with family might be what makes them happy, or rejigging the week and how it works for them. And that's what they're focused on. That's their goal, ultimately, to change what they've been doing up to now.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it is to do more of something, and then sometimes it is to do less of something. And I think what Barbara is saying is, like, don't be forced into thinking you need to reset. You reset in a way that works for you during this season of your life. So when you're resetting, Claire, if that's what's on your plan, you'll be thinking about how you do that in the context of all the things that you have going on. Whereas Barbara's reset might look very different. So comparison is the thief of joy. It's where you're kind of going, okay, what do I need for me and my loved ones during this season of our lives? And it might be reestablishing kind of maybe winning Sunday, for example, getting things done on Sunday so that you've got, you know, food prep done for the week or whatever that might look like. Or you have the apple that's going to last the week in the lunchbox that's actually sitting out on the side of the kitchen table. So that you're actually kind of going, okay, so what do I want? And you're really naming it and you're saying, this is what I want to do. This is the overall goal. And these are the steps that I'm going to take to achieve it. And been really kind to yourself as you're doing that, because some weeks, you know, there are things that are not within your control that you cannot manage, and that it just throws the whole plan or goal that you had into disarray. And just be really kind to yourself if that happens and think, okay, so that didn't work out well this week, but this is what I'm going to do next week to get back on track.
Yeah, and some people,
rather than just going, it's not worth it.
Some people might realise that there is something that they want to change, Barbara, but also realise that now is not the time to do it. And you shouldn't feel guilty about that either.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I feel really strongly about, particularly, and you know, I wish it wasn't the case, but this affects women far more than it seems to affect men, who tend to be able to compartmentalise their lives a lot better. But one of the things that I would say to younger women and who were at that tough place, which I now looking back, I can see was one of the toughest, physically the toughest times, when your kids are young and you're trying to, you know, you're both working full time and life just seems to be mental. But one of the things I would say to you is, plan now for when you do have the time, because with each year you gain a little bit more freedom. You know, the year they're all in secondary school, you kind of go, oh my God, I'm rid of them all until 3:30 or whatever. That's great. And you have a little bit more freedom. That freedom keeps increasing. So don't let go of your dreams. Keep building towards them. Keep thinking of them. Keep imagining them as to how they're going to look, because you will have time, if you're lucky and you're healthy, you will have time to pursue those dreams. I'm always saying this to my girls. We're in their 20s. The two younger ones are in their 20s and they're talking about travel while we can and all the rest of it. And I'm going, hello, do you know, you'll be lucky when you're in your 60s, you should be still strong and fit and healthy and well able to do whatever it is. So don't think you all have to do everything right now. There is this nice period coming down the tracks when you will be able to do that. And the other thing I just want to say is that success is different for everybody. So stop looking at other people's idea of what success looks like and just decide what it looks like for yourself. And sometimes we are so focused on success that we become terrified of failure. And actually, failure is a building block. You learn way more from failure than you do from success. And if you're afraid of failure, you'll be afraid to take chances.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's a shame.
So Sinead, then if we look at a plan that we mightn't be able to devote ourselves to now, but we'd still like to achieve, that for you is the setting of a macro goal. Macro goal might be on the back burner, but it's always there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of your thinking, as Barbara said, as you get this freedom and as the time increases that you have for yourself, you're thinking, my macro goal in 5 years' time or 10 years' time is this. And then you build in small incremental goals that lead up to that. So you've got your maxi goals, your micro goals and your mini goals. So you're taking small things on a consistent basis that gets you one step closer to that. That's the mini goal. The micro goal is a little bit bigger. It might take 3 to 6 months to achieve. The maxi goal might take 6 months to 2 years to achieve. And then 2 years onwards, you're kind of focusing on the macro goal. So as you're looking up and looking around and going, okay, so my children are heading into different seasons of their life, their primary school, secondary school, and I've got this extra time. So this is how I'm going to manage what I want. This is how I'm going to design success for me during this season of my life, because success is different for everybody. Mm. But yeah, have a macro goal, have a maxi goal, which is kind of like a smaller version of the macro goal, a micro goal, a smaller version of that again, and then the mini goal. They're your four M's. And that really helps you to and reward yourself when you achieve one of those goals. Go, you know what, good on me. I'm going to have, you know, somebody else do that swimming drop-off this evening, and I'm actually going to go and do something nice for myself.
Sandra wants to know, is September being a good reset time true for everyone or just those with children, I wonder? And Sinead, I'll come to you on that one, because dealing with people who are looking at changing careers, just to take that example.
Yeah.
For everybody you encounter, is September a time where they think, yeah, now I'm ready. I've had the summer, may have just had a holiday, had a little think about things? Or is it just people who are in that zone where they're dealing with children going back to school who have that mindset?
No, it's actually for everybody. And as Sandra rightly raises, it's not just for parents or for people who have children of school going age. It is everybody finds September, because it is aligned with those temporal cues that I mentioned at the beginning, or the temporal landmarks, with the start of the academic year, which you would have went through yourself. Mm. So, you know, you tend to think, but also courses are starting, people are beginning to look at courses, application deadlines are coming up in October time. So if you want to be starting to do something the following September, you kind of need to be thinking about it this September. If it does involve education or whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, slow sustained like changes are much better than something that happens quick and overnight and looks kind of Instagram perfect.
We have a listener who hates autumn, Barbara.
Oh,
I hate
no.
autumn, winter and Christmas. After this brutal summer, I hate it even more. It makes me feel terrible and sad to see all the plants die. I suppose because the weather hasn't been great over the summer.
But like, I think there's two things about that. Number one, I didn't leave this island for the entire summer, and I've taken quite a bit of time off, and I've spent it down in West Cork, and I have quite a suntan, which is completely not out of a bottle, completely came from the sun. So
West Cork, though, a special place.
West Cork's a special place. I mean, Cork in general is a special place.
We all know
said,
that.
But West Cork is absolutely. But I do think we need to be careful of this narrative that we've had a terrible summer. It wasn't as bad as everybody keeps talking about. It actually, in places, was all right. I will agree, it wasn't brilliant. But I think one of the things that to avoid that kind of like, oh, you know, I hate the night. Nights are drawing in and it's getting darker and the flowers are all dying, is to go with the flow of the seasons. One of the best things I think about living in Ireland is that we have these big seasons that go from kind of, if we get a good day in the summer where it's 25 to 30 degrees and it's warm and it's sunny and it's blue skies, down to snow in the winter and everything in the middle of that. And if you kind of, if you lean into that, I think it's lovely. What I love about this time of year is the idea that, you know, if you take your cue from nature, energy is drawing in, we're cozying up our houses, we're lighting candles, we're making it all. And there's a kind of a niceness to that after the kind of expansion of summer. So I think, and again, you know, remember that we'll have the equinox coming up in September, which is all about balance. And it's all about bringing a balance to your life in a September reset, balancing your work with your own needs and the needs of the family and all of that.
Lots of people getting in touch on this. My motto is, says this listener, graveyards are full with people who thought they were indispensable. Slow down, enjoy life, but most of all, enjoy your kids. There's something for everyone out there. It's just a matter of finding it. And a reminder that Sinead's book is called Total Reset. Might be a good idea to have a look at that if you are in the market for a change in September. Sinead, thanks so much for joining us. And Barbara, great to get your advice as well and your experience. So thank you very much for
coming
in.
You're very welcome.
Barbara and Sinead there. Coming up next, we'll be talking about the rise of the anti-immigrant party AfD. That's in Germany after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.